going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 601 on a Friday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli's producing the show. We are with you again until 10 o'clock with plenty to discuss because the Flyers and Sixers, they return to play this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We get a chance to see the winter teams back at it in the towards the end of the summer. How about that? So that's something we have to get used to. The latest from Jeff Passan of ESPN on what Rob Manfred has said to Tony Clark, who is the MLBPA executive director. We'll give you the latest on what they are talking about as far as games being played. The Phillies, once again, they no update. No positive test for the players once again. But we already know that the weekend has been shut down, canceled, postponed with the games against the Toronto Blue Jays. So no baseball in terms of the home team for us. Plenty of baseball still out there, but now we have another positive test when it comes to the Brewers and the Cardinals, where they had to cancel their game tomorrow. It doesn't say that today. It doesn't say that they're going to cancel tomorrow, but at least as far as today. And I haven't seen an update as to where they are in terms of tomorrow, if they're going to still wait and see, or are they just going to call it right now? But once again, we will get into what the latest is from Manfred to Clark and what it means for the remainder of the season when it comes to the coronavirus. All right? Well, a lot of basketball underway. Started last night with the doubleheader. While we were doing the show, the games were on. We talked about it. We kept you updated on what was going on. Two very good games to start off the restart of the NBA season inside the Orlando bubble. So it was fantastic to see basketball back out there. Games are ongoing right now. That's beautiful. How often do we get pro basketball all day long? And they mean something for a lot of these people, right? So that is fantastic to simply have basketball back, and so far so good inside the bubble with the testing and all. But we had to start off with the Flyers and the Sixers as they get started this weekend. Sixers tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock start against the Indiana Pacers. Game one of their 8 seeding games. And the Flyers, their first game of 3 in the round robin in Toronto, Scotiabank Arena, as they start their playoff run in a quest for the Stanley Cup, of course. So we know the 3 games with the Flyers. Very important with the round robin. Does it really matter in terms of overall getting wins? Not necessarily, unless you want them to get the 1 seed, which you should thrive for, right? You should want to have the number 1 seed in the East. That's a big deal overall. They were playing very well before the season was put on pause. We saw the first exhibition game, the only exhibition game, and they looked darn good out there on the ice. Not making a big deal of it, but hey, they could have looked ugly, and then we were talking about how ugly they looked. They did not. They got off to a slow start, quick goal by Pittsburgh, and then bang, Flyers go up 2-1 in the blink of an eye at the end of the first period. Wound up winning in overtime, 3-2, and that's what we get until we get to Sunday against Boston to start things off in the round robin. They're a very good hockey team, but like many others in National Hockey League, in the NBA, that you have to look at things logically and say, did the pausing of the sport while they were playing very well hurt their chances at this point? You look at that, and it's a real thing. Not just them, could be the Washington Capitals, could be the Boston Bruins, the Pittsburgh Penguins, anyone. It could be any of these teams that will be hurt by the fact that they are were put on pause and they are now having to restart things and try to find their rhythm once again. So the first question for the Flyers as we start things off here tonight. Flyers, of course, have a good run, despite the fact that they have taken this pause just like everyone else in the National Hockey League. They're very good. They're very good. We hope that they can pick up where they left off and get back into their winning ways and make a deep run. We hope so. And we know the number one thing for the Flyers is something that we've talked about for many years, and that is goaltending, right? Goaltending overall. They haven't had one outside of Bernie Parent that you felt comfortable with, Ron Hextall, and then you have some sprinkled in there throughout the years where you liked them, and then they take it away. They've had flashes, then they fall back down to earth, and they take it away. And never enough to sustain the level of play where they grab hold of that job, and they are the future netminders for the Philadelphia Flyers, right? Well, right now, people are very confident in the young Carter Hart. Very, very confident in the young Carter Hart. So as you look at the hockey team, the Flyers, as they get ready to start this thing back up, you feel good about where they are with him. You feel good about the team in general. So if you think that's the number one thing that has to go right for the Flyers, right? We're going to eliminate that of the question. We want you to talk about Carter Hart and how good he is, and can he keep it up and keep it? Can he really get things going? Can he really get things kickstarted and be one of the top guys as a young player in goal, right? In net, that's going to lead this team to a Stanley Cup run, all right? You can talk about that. But we know that's number one for the Philadelphia Flyers. Maybe not that much of a big deal for a lot of people. That being said, as good as they are, everyone has to do something in order for the Flyers to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So if we were to eliminate the number one thing, which we can talk about, as we ask the question, knowing that Carter Hart is the key goaltending in general to the success for the Flyers, what else steps in immediately for you at number two that you say and identify, this is what the Flyers as a team have to do outside of Carter Hart in order to make this run and continue to be the team that we saw before the season was put on pause? What is it? It could be a variety of things. It could be the defense in general. It could be the four lines playing at a very high level overall. It could be an individual player, Claude Giroux being the leader that you expect him to be. Right now, Sean Couturier, right? The best player on the team, you would say, arguably. Can he have one of those types of runs in the postseason that carries the Flyers along with the defense and the goaltending, but the scoring, right, that you get from so many different places that can help this team? Shane Gostisbehere had a good game the other day. I know it was only an exhibition game, but he looked pretty good. How many questions were there about Shane Gostisbehere throughout the entirety of the season, the last two seasons, honestly, after his rookie year, where the questions were, was he just a flash in the pan? Now, I'm not saying he's going to be the difference, but the point is, there are a number of things, and maybe even including the coaching with Alain Vigneault, that you look at and you say Carter Hart won. If you had to like line up three things that you felt were needed for this team to win, if you lined up Carter Hart won, this number two, this number three, what is number two right behind Carter Hart that has to elevate the play of this team to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs? 610-632-0975. What is it? Hockey fans? Flyer fans? Hockey is back. Hockey is back. And they have a very, very good chance of making a long run in these playoffs. We hope that they do. We hope that they were able to just get back together, pick up where they left off, and make this run. The emotional thing to it, right? Oscar Lindblom, everything is good for him right now. We all love to see it. It's great in December, right? Diagnosed. And here it is in July. He is in Toronto with the team, as part of the team. And so many, of course, of us on the outside looking in feel great about what happened. And you know, inside that locker room, in that front office, in that organization, they love that dude. They love the fact that he came back and he has fought through what he has fought through. He is back at it now. And this guy is the emotional support, the emotional boost that that gives a club as well. You cannot ignore that he is there also with this hockey team. That is something to look at. I'm not saying it's number two or number three, but the emotional thing about it, you can't overlook how it may impact this team with him simply being back now, knowing what he had to fight through. And all we're talking about is them just going out there and playing a hockey game and winning a series and winning another series and the fourth, third series, and then hopefully the fourth one and hoisting that cup. So as we start off with the Flyers part of this, outside of Carter Hart, what is the next thing you feel the Flyers have to do successfully in order for this team to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs? 610-632-0975. They get back at it. Restarting against the Boston Bruins, game one of the round robin, the three games that they have. It'd be right here on the Fanatic, 3 o'clock on Sunday. You get ready for it. So we'll take your phone calls on that as we start things off here. We keep it going as we continue to talk about the winter clubs, and we shift to the Sixers now. And I have a simple question when it comes to them. I have a real simple question. We have analyzed, we have gone over every part of who the Philadelphia 76ers are from the top down, from the front office moves that Elton Brand has made to Brett Brown and his job security. Is he good enough to win a series after the first round? Can he win the second round? Then get to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe even make a move there and get to the NBA Finals. We've gotten that far. We've gone with the bench rotation, the depth overall, Shake Milton in the starting lineup, Tobias Harris having to pick up the play, Al Horford, his move to the bench, and certainly Josh Richardson again continues to get lost in the entire thing. He is a big part of what they need to do in order to have a long run in the NBA playoffs inside the Orlando bubble. But I have a simple question I want to ask everyone as we throw out the first Flyers question. Here's the first Sixers question for you on this Friday night. Really simple. I continue to say that while I focus on their defense, like the Flyers defense as well, their defense is really going to be a key to the Sixers overall outlook on how this team can do, right? The defense has to be very good. This is what they do. They have too many people out there that can play defense. The team defense overall is very, very good together. That's how you win in the postseason, with scoring from your best people. So that leads me to the question of, really simple. Are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win? Are they ready to win at this point of their careers? We already know about the advancements to the second round in 18 and 19. We know how Boston beat them in 18 playoffs. We know how the Toronto Raptors took down the Sixers in the 19 playoffs. And we all said before this season started that that would be unacceptable once again. And while they have disappointed, 39-26 team, we know the home and away records that have really caused us to have concerns about them. And they've given us now this 39-26 record because of the road record. They cannot win on the road. They are in this neutral site with everyone else. How are they going to perform? Well, what's going to be the excuse now? Although you try to give young players an opportunity to win, but look, they've had back-to-back 50-win seasons. They've gotten to the second round and lost in two different ways. Simple question. Are Simmons and Embiid ready to win at this point of their careers? 610-632-0975. They better be. Because they are coming back healthy. We're not talking about Joel Embiid and his calf strain. He practiced today. Not listed on the injury report. So we're expecting him to play tomorrow. I expect him to play tomorrow, unless they tell us something totally different tomorrow. He's playing the game tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers, 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. That's the tip time, and they don't have Domantas Sabonis, okay? When I was able to join the morning show earlier, Bob asked me, do I have a path in which I want the 76ers to take from that 6th seed to the 5th seed to the 4th seed? They can play anywhere from Miami, Indiana, or Boston. And I feel that they can beat any of those teams. And I also feel that they can lose to any of those teams in the first round as well. That's just where they are. Two teams, right? We already know that, home and away. Right now, what's going to be your excuse? And I answered Bob with, Bob, they're not good enough for me to have a path overall. I just need them to go out there and play the game of basketball, as he mentioned, get themselves in some type of rhythm, some type of momentum that carries them into the postseason where they feel good about themselves going in. Remember in 17, 18, where they went into the 18 playoffs against the Miami Heat? They did that because they went on a 16-game winning streak. That's what catapulted them into that third seed in the Eastern Conference, and also had people thinking with the injury to Kyrie Irving that once they got past the first round, the favorites over Miami, that they could beat the Celtics, no Kyrie Irving, and get to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers team led by LeBron James. And even though they would lose that, that is a very good start for their first playoff appearance. Simmons, Embiid, and the young Sixers, they are looking up. And they are looking up. We know that. They're still looking up. But at this point, the only path for me, doesn't matter the opponent. The path for me simply matters the two stars, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. That's the path for me. Embiid, Simmons, playing at the all-star and then all NBA levels, all defensive levels that we know of them at the same time in the postseason, because we have not seen that yet. You're probably sitting there listening to your car, listening at home, wherever you are, and saying, Devon, why do you keep saying that? Because it's true. We have yet to see those two perform at the level that makes them the all-stars, that makes them the all-NBA player in terms of Joel Embiid, and that makes them these defensive forces that warrants the conversation of defensive player of the year and a spot on either of the two all-defensive teams. We haven't seen it. We've seen it from one of them, then we've seen it from the other one, but we have yet to see it consistently from the both of them at the same time where they flat out dominate a series together, mainly that second round opponent that advances them to the Eastern Conference Finals. We haven't seen it yet. So I simply ask, are Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid ready to win? 610-632-0975. My answer is they better be. Because what's going to happen is the coach is going to lose his job. There may be some other personnel changes with the forms of Al Horford, Josh Richardson, and who knows what else. But in those two cases right there, those are the two that we're going to look at and be like, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. Brett Brown is going to be looking for a new job. Part of that is his own fault. The other is the fact that they could not, as a team collectively, get past that second round, and they've had too many things go the other way for them where they have not advanced to that second round. This is a unique situation. They're in the bubble. So are the Flyers. But we expect them both to advance in each round and hopefully make a deep run in their respective playoffs and see where they go. So as we start this show off on this Friday night with our winter teams getting ready to restart their seasons with summer hockey and summer basketball, number one for the Flyers, Carter Hart is number one when it comes to the success, the goaltending of the Philadelphia Flyers. What do you feel is number two on that team in order for them to win and make a run in the Stanley Cup playoffs? And for, as far as the 76ers, simple question, are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win? We open it up to you. 610-632-0975. We will take your phone calls. We will take your tweets. We will give you the poll updates throughout. Tyler Zuli will give you those when we get back and have an opportunity to share those with you so you can vote at 97.5 The Fanatic. So go ahead and start voting, and we will read the question on the other side when we return from break. So 610-632-0975. Flyers and Sixers return to play this weekend. We have two questions involving both teams. Let's have at it. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we will give you our side topic for the evening as we have some fun as well. We'll give you Bubble Watch later on at 8:30. We will give you the latest from Major League Baseball once again from Jeff Passan, a tweet that he put out there a little while ago. Rob Manfred and Tony Clark having a conversation, talking about some things. We know what it is. It's coronavirus. And, man, we've talked about it. Now they're talking about it, where it's now being leaked out there for us to have a discussion about it, like real talk, because it could be real. So 610-632-0975, outside of Carter Hart, what's the next thing on your list that the Flyers have to do in order to win? And the same for the Philadelphia 76ers. One question to start off: are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win? 610-632-0975. Guys on hold. Hang on. We get to you when we get back. 25 minutes commercial free. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Friday night right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn tough.
630 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at FamilyJewelers.com, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. 610-632-0975. If you want to start things off, Flyers and Sixers talk. Both back at it this weekend. Sixers tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Flyers, 3 o'clock Sunday, both here on The Fanatic, so you can listen while you relax on vacation or whatever you're doing. Driving around, you can certainly catch the action right here for both teams on The Fanatic. Carter Hart, he is the key, of course, goaltending. You know how it goes. Goaltending has to be sharp in order for these teams to win, and that goes for the Flyers as well. You have a young one that you feel is pretty good, so can he lead them that way? Very possible, right? Very possible that he could do that. Our question is simply, Carter Hart, we know he's going to be the guy. After that, what has to be done by the Flyers in order for them to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs? And for the 76ers, simple question, are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win at this point in their careers? 610-632-0975. John, before we start with you, we wanted to give our side topic to start off here as well as we take these calls on the Flyers and the Sixers. Today is Wesley Snipes' birthday. Wesley Snipes, we know, has had a very long career, a little bit of a break because of the tax evasion and having to spend some time in prison like he did. 58 years old today, July 31st. Wesley Snipes, right? He's had some great movies. That's some really, really, really good movies. A lot of them stand out to you. White Men Can't Jump, right? Things of that nature. You just keep going with all the great movies that Wesley Snipes has been a part of. You go with New Jack City. A lot of people love the Blade series, the franchise, all of that, right? Then he's had some stinkers, too. Everybody has some stinkers where you just don't necessarily like the movies. It was a terrible choice by them. I like U.S. Marshals more than others, right? But people were like, it was terrible. It was terrible. I like Murder at 1600. People would say, that was terrible. Right? But I'm with Michael on this one. When you talk about sports movies, as much as I will watch it, The Fan wasn't very good with he and Robert De Niro. Well, Wesley Snipes was a player for the San Francisco Giants and super fan Robert De Niro, and is all crazy and he winds up stabbing him on the field or whatever. I can't even remember. But I watched it. John Crook was in that movie. So everybody has a stinker. Everyone has a stinker. I'll start it off because I love Eddie Murphy. If you listen to me over the years, you know I love Eddie Murphy. But even Eddie Murphy, and I'm not talking about the kids' movies because they all do it. They all want to make movies for their kids. Sometimes it's contractually something, obligation that they have to do because of their contract, and they have to make these silly movies from time to time. And you're like, dang, Eddie, you just went out like that. Why'd you do that one? I'll give you one. And I'll argue with people with certain ones, too. Like, people talk about some of the movies that he has done where I like them and they didn't, right? You all have your different tastes. Golden Child. People don't like Golden Child. I love Golden Child whenever it's on. I'm locked in. Locked in. But some of the stuff that he's done, I couldn't get into. Like The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Meet Dave. Why? Why did Eddie have to do those? I was disappointed. Because, you know, you get in on your actor and it's your favorite. You love watching them. We love watching what they do. You say, okay, they make the trailers look fantastic. But even when they made the trailer for The Adventures of Pluto Nash, I'm like, what in the world is this? And I was out. It was terrible. Even though I was out, I watched it anyway, and it was still terrible. I should have went with my gut the first time. It was terrible. So, in honor of Wesley Snipes, who's had a great career, everyone has a stinker. Pick your favorite actor, let us know, and give us one of their worst movies of their careers. Just one. It happens to everyone. It happens to the best. To me, Eddie Murphy is the best. Give us one that you were like, dang. Ah, Wesley did that. Oh, man, that's a bad stain. You got to come back with another blade to clean up his mess from this one. All right? So when you call in and talk about the Flyers and the Sixers, we'll get to Major League Baseball because based on this last Jeff Passan report, it's not good. It's not good. If they don't clean this thing up with the coronavirus, not saying that they can fix it, but they have to figure something out to kind of get things back to normal for them to be able to operate like a normal professional league. Give us, with your Flyers and Sixers conversation, one actor that you love and a bad movie that they've had. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Tyler Zuli, get his. We'll get the poll options on 97.5 The Fanatic. But first, we start with John in Bryn Mawr on 97.5 The Fanatic. John, how you doing?
What's up, Devon? Nino Brown.
Nino Brown, New Jack City.
Love that
West
movie, man.
Absolutely.
I'd rather be a New Jack hustler. Hey,
I got some horrible
news, but I'm going to save it for a minute. So, your Sixers question. No, that's my answer, no, and here's why. Joel, they're both immature, and I was telling, was it Todd who answered the phone?
Yes.
I was telling him the game after Shaq and Charles ripped him apart, Joel.
When he went off.
He came out and killed it, right?
Right.
So he should be doing that 99%. I'm not going to say 100 because no one's perfect and plays perfect every night, but it just seems like he doesn't have that drive. And I think that's due to immaturity. And Ben, he's almost like afraid to like be a tough guy. You know what I mean? It's like, and I don't know if he's ever going to get there, but they're just not mature enough yet. And I don't know if they're ever going to be.
Well, and again, like we said, it takes longer for certain people to take those extra steps. I mean, look at somebody like Damian Lillard, who I'm watching against the Memphis Grizzlies. Damian Lillard is one of my favorites, but he and CJ McCollum can be as good as they want. For some reason, they can't get past a certain level. Last year, they did get to the Western Conference Finals, but man, they were put on ice quickly when they got to the finals. So it takes time for people to get over that hurdle, and maybe the Sixers just are not there yet with Simmons and Embiid. Could it be something else like the coach or the supporting cast in general? But the main thing is, are those two able to uplift the rest of the cast, uplift the deficiencies that Brown might display and get them over the top despite those things that we point at and say, ah, man, that was terrible, but Embiid and Simmons are going to bail us out.
And I wonder if the rest of the team respect those two in that manner. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
if the two of them do try to pump the rest of the team up, and did they respect them enough and look at them as the two leaders? It's a shame, man, because I really like Brett, and he's definitely gone if they get out in the first round or even the second round, but I really like him.
I agree with you.
It's just a shame, man. So check this out. I guarantee you within the next week or two, baseball is going to be done and the NFL isn't even going to happen. So a friend of mine is a ER trauma doctor, and he just told me they're figuring out that the only way that you can 100%, you know, clarify if you have this virus is if you take blood. So those nasal tests that they give, they're not 100%. Someone could be asymptomatic, right? Yeah. And still come up negative. So now that they know that, I mean, it took two NBA players for every sport to shut down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in March. So I don't think now when this gets out, I mean, they can't keep playing. And, you know, I've been saying this since day one, the potential lawsuits for like wrongful death, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. My thing is this, John, when it comes to that, how much of that is, I don't know what kind of paperwork they've had to sign, knowing that like them going into these bubbles for the NHL and the NBA, they have to sign some paperwork when they got in there stating that they are not, you know, liable for something. I have no idea. I don't know enough. That would be something like that we would have to read, or even with Mike, who just left with his background, maybe he would know something like that, but I don't know. I have no idea. But John, I know we threw it on you last second, man, but favorite actor or actress of yours that, you know, they put out a clunker for you.
Oh my gosh. I can't even, I'm going to have to call you back.
Oh, gotcha. No, it's all good.
I was daydreaming about something else when you were throwing that out there.
Yeah. Not a problem, man. But John,
I love Wesley, man. And what do you call it? What's the other one you were talking about?
Eddie?
Brother Numsey.
Oh, Eddie.
Golden Child.
Yes, sir. Golden Child. No doubt, man.
Give me the night.
Yes, no question, John. Great way to start us off, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Too, buddy. Take it.
Take care, man. Thanks. 610-632-0975. I love when they start going deep in their favorite lines of these particular movies as well. You talked about Wesley and New Jack City, and of course, Golden Child for Eddie Murphy, and some of the great parts in those flicks. 610-632-0975. Tyler, good evening, man. First, give us an actor for you or an actress that your favorite, but they threw out a clunker. Everyone has one.
Yeah, of course. What's up, man? Happy Friday. And yeah, I've got a couple. And when I posed this question to you a little earlier in the day when we were talking about Wesley Snipes, there were two that came to my mind right away, and the first one is somebody who's been like on fire in the last 5 or 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
And I think he's been, you know, like on top of the world over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yep.
But I will say this, for every good movie he's made, the fact that when he read the script and agreed to be a part of the new Fantastic Four, mm-hmm. kind of broke my heart, because the first one stunk. The second one, the sequel to the first one, stunk. And when they did the remake with Michael B. Jordan, it also stunk.
Right.
So they've really done a horrible job. And for what it's worth, Marvel's done a tremendous, tremendous job over the last couple of years of putting together a ton of really, really good movies. But for some reason, whether it was Marvel with the Disney background or not, the Fantastic Four movies have been dreadful.
Was the Fantastic Four the first one with Jessica Alba?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. It was with Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans
played the Human Torch the first time, joining Johnny Storm.
I only care about Jessica Alba.
Michael B. Jordan played Johnny Storm the second time.
Okay.
And neither of them had a very good performance. I thought the movies was terrible. And everything else I've seen from Michael B. Jordan over the last 5 or 6 years has been tremendous. That one was a terrible movie.
Goes to show how much I pay attention, because I haven't seen the second one. And okay, that's a good one for you. Appreciate you starting us off with that one. 610-632-0975. So that's where we're starting for our side topic in terms of actors and actresses. favorite movie in honor of, favorite actor or actress in honor of Wesley Snipes' birthday today. He is, he's done some great things, and sometimes you have a bad one. So we're asking for the bad one of your favorite actor or actress. I started off with Eddie Murphy. Tyler has gone with Michael B. Jordan with the Fantastic Four. So that's what we go with you guys to start it off. 610-632-0975. And Ty, before we continue with the Flyers conversation, Carter Hart, he's the man, right? He's definitely the man.
It's got to be.
But what's next? What else has to be done?
I think what has to be done is what was successfully done for this team for the first time in a really, really long time. And that was run four lines out there. And the depth of this team was unbelievably successful for the first time in, again, what seems to be a really long time. You know, you think about the Flyers of the past, and it was, you knew the big names, right? But it was front line loaded. It was second line loaded. And it got to the third and the fourth line, and it was, there was not a whole lot to write home about. This team is extremely deep, and for them to have success, they're going to need to continue to rely on that past the big names.
Okay. All right. And Sixers, Embiid, and Simmons ready to win?
Talent-wise, yeah. I think it's going to come down to do they want to win. And Embiid continually says he wants to win and then has to kind of dig deeper when, you know, like Shaq and Charles say something about him, or DeMarcus Cousins, he's playing against DeMarcus Cousins, or Rudy Gobert, or, you know, Bam Adebayo. It seems that he digs deeper when he needs to, mm-hmm. but to have success, it's got to be on an every night basis. So I think talent wise, absolutely, it's going to come down to, are they ready to do it?
That's right.
Themselves?
Yes, but are they ready to win? That's the question. 610-632-0975. We'll give you later on some finals in the NBA as the games have been going on today, and we have a good one going on right now that we'll pay attention to as we go along. We'll get to the tweets as well. Everybody sharing some on on Twitter. I knew this one was going to come up for sure from someone with Eddie Murphy. So we'll share these as we go along. 610-632-0975. Dustin in Mount Holly, we want to get him in here early as well. Dustin, how you doing?
It's awesome, Devon.
Thank you.
Glad to hear. So I just wanted to run something by you. I thought it was real interesting the other day, and they mentioned to him, you know, he's the only player, only member of the team that's been there since Brett was hired, that's still on the team. And he kind of responded to that in like a kind of heartfelt way. And then a couple more times in the conversation, they were digging into kind of a little bit of the scheme of the team, and he started mentioning things, and he'd end every sentence or start it with, well, coach said we do this, and coach wants us to do this. And for me, I feel like the general consensus of the fan base and kind of their, I don't know, they're adverse to what Brett Brown wants to do. They don't like the plan. And it kind of made me think over time, the players didn't like it either. You've seen Ben defy him. You've seen Matisse defy him. It was really interesting just to hear Joel reference Brett in a positive light a few times. And for me, it was just very eye-opening. And I'm not sure if that's recent or...
No, he always speaks very highly of him. And one thing about Joel Embiid in terms of his teammates, he may say things about opponents. I've never seen a case where he's thrown them under the bus.
Right.
So I wouldn't expect that. And if you didn't know about this either, Austin, at the end of the Toronto series when we all thought Brett Brown was gone, the report, of course, was that Joel Embiid was one of the people who went into the front office and the ownership and said, we need to keep him. So he stands up for Brett Brown.
Right, right. And a lot of times with the teammates in that interview, he was also, he even said in a very lengthy kind of paragraph, if you will, he wants to play, you know, and I think he's mentioned this but he kind of went into depth of how he doesn't want to play with any other player than Ben Simmons.
Okay.
And, you know, that's,
well,
you know,
he should.
Always,
he should.
Yeah,
they should do this thing together.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they should do this together. So the question, Austin, are they ready to win?
I'm done predicting for the time. I'm a sit down with a beer and root for him kind of guy at this point. I've spent a lot of years.
Isn't that also a problem too? If you're saying that simply because of the fact that something about them makes you say that, where they are frustrating, where you have to now sit back and enjoy your beer and just watch it.
I guess where I'm coming from really is we kind of all accept that Giannis and the Bucks are above them. Well, I'm not going to say we all, but a lot of people would accept that that's the best team in the East. We have to get over them. Everyone says we have to get past the Bucks. And I feel like if they beat the Bucks, that's incredible to me, you know, and I'm going to obviously be really excited. And if they lose to the Heat, I'm going to be very disappointed, but I don't want to. This is such an extremely different situation that they're all in that I don't know. I can't just tie a bow on a prediction like right off the bat. You know, I might need to see him play a little bit more. Maybe I never predict it, but
okay.
I'd love to see him win. You know, I'm not going to deny that.
All right. And do you have, well, we threw this out there late, but do you have an actor or actress worst movie that you've seen from one of your favorites?
I don't know if he's one of my favorites, but growing up, I loved Will Smith. I'm in my early 20s. So Will Smith was kind of like a hot topic in movies, you know, later, I mean, when I was a kid. And when he came out with this movie where he was a superhero, I think it was called Hancock or something.
Oh, yeah. I saw Hancock.
Oh, it was just, God, it was the worst hour and 45 minutes of my life. I was like, Will, like, come on, man. Like, terrible.
Austin, have a great weekend, man. Thanks for the call. You too. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Big Will Smith guy. I don't watch all of his movies. I just don't. I support him. Obviously, local guy. You know me. I support everybody that's from around the way. And he has had a lot of them that I'm just like, yeah, I'm out on that one. I have no interest in that. 610-632-0975. I just can't. Curtis Bazemore on Twitter, at @Route30_. Devon, really enjoying the show. Favorite actor? Thank you, Kurt. Paul Newman. And Road to Perdition was one of his worst to me. Paul Newman, right? One of the all-time greats. One of the all-time greats. Road to Perdition. Now, when I think of Road to, was that Tom Hanks in that one?
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Let me see. I'll pull it up quickly, but all right. That's one of his worst. Let me see, Road to Perdition, 2012. See, the one that I'm pulling up here. Yeah, Tom Hanks. I remember that one. Yep. I don't remember watching this one. I don't. I don't remember why. I think I watched some of it. But I don't remember watching the entire thing. I don't think it pulled me in enough for me to watch the entire thing. I remember Tom Hanks. Was it good? I don't know. But as far as Kurt goes, Road to Perdition. Paul Newman, one of his favorites, did not like the flick. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on this Friday night. Flyers and Sixers, they are back at it this weekend. Cannot wait to have these two teams get back out there on the ice and on the floor. It's going to be fantastic to listen to them on the Fanatic, watch them as well. Carter Hart is going to be the key to their success. Goaltending always is. What's the next thing that has to happen for the Flyers in order for them to win? And the Sixers, simple one, are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons as they get ready to restart their season. Get ready for the playoffs for the third year in a row. Are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons ready to win? 610-632-0975. Side topic, Wesley Snipes' 58th birthday. Great, great catalog in terms of movies. Sometimes you have a bad one and you mix in a bad one. Wesley Snipes, when we looked at his IMDb, as Tyler and I were talking about it, every now and then you have a bad one. The Fan, for me, was a bad one. So give us an actor or actress, one of your favorites that had a clunker. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.